It's in the Bhagavad Gita. Can everybody hear? Okay. That's loud enough. I don't think it needs to be any... It's fine. It's okay. Don't make it any louder. So, this is a famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita that will inspire you all to serve Krishna more. And I'll just read the Sanskrit two or three times, and then we'll go on to the translation. Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmataiva brahmaiva tena gantavyam brahmakarma samadhinapha brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmaiva tena gantavyam brahmakarma samadhinapha Ramarpanam Ramahavir Ramagno Brahmanahutam Ramayavatena Gantavyam Ramakarma Samahadinha. So do the word by word translations. Brahma. I'm going to repeat. Spiritual in nature. Arpanam. Contribution. Brahma, the Supreme. Avehi, butter. Brahma, spiritual. Agnau, in the fire of consummation. Brahmana, by the spirit soul. Hutam, offered. Brahma, spiritual kingdom. Eva, certainly. Tena, by him. Gantavyam, to be reached. Brahma, spiritual. Karma, inactivities. Samadhana, by complete absorption. So, translation. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. And I'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Pranta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. How activities in Krishna consciousness can lead one ultimately to the spiritual goal as described here. There are various activities in Krishna consciousness, and all of them will be described in the following verses. But for the present, just the principle of Krishna consciousness is described. A conditioned soul entangled in material contamination is sure to act in the material atmosphere. And yet he has to get out of such an environment. The process by which a conditioned soul can get out of the material atmosphere is Krishna consciousness. For example, a patient who is suffering from a disorder of the bowels due to overindulgence in milk products is cured by another milk product, namely curds. The materially absorbed conditioned soul can be cured by Krishna consciousness as set forth here in the Gita. This process is generally known as yajna, or activities or sacrifices simply meant for the satisfaction of Vishnu. The more the activities of the material world are performed in Krishna consciousness, or for Vishnu only, the more the atmosphere becomes spiritualized by complete absorption. The word Brahma, Brahman, means spiritual. The Lord is spiritual and the rays of His transcendental body are called Brahma Jyoti, His spiritual effulgence. Everything that exists is situated in that Brahma Jyoti. But when the Jyoti is covered by illusion, maya, or sense gratification, it is called material. This material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness, thus offering the sake of Krishna consciousness. Thus the offering for the sake of Krishna consciousness, the consuming agent of such an offering or contribution, the process of consumption the contributor, and the result all combined together, Brahman, or the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth covered by Maya is called matter. Matter dovetailed for the cause of the Absolute Truth regains its spiritual quality. Krishna consciousness is the process of converting the illusory consciousness into Brahman, or the Supreme. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi, or trance. Anything done in such a transcendental consciousness is called yajna, or sacrifice for the Absolute. In that condition of spiritual consciousness, the contributor, the contribution, the consumption, the performer, or leader of the performance, and the result or ultimate gain, everything becomes one in the Absolute, the Supreme Brahman. That is the method of Krishna consciousness. Very important verse. Brahmarpanam brahmaha vir brahmagno brahmano hukam brahma brahmaivatena gantavyam brahmakamardas samadana. So omagana timirandasha gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmeditam yenitasmai shigarve maha. So everyone's heard of a yajna, or a fire sacrifice, right? Sometimes you call it havan here too. Is that one word you use? Havan, fire sacrifice, yajna. These are different words for the same thing. So what happens in a fire sacrifice is you take certain ingredients, and particularly something called ghee. You all know what ghee is? It's not the motor oil you use to cook with, isn't it? Listen, if you want cooking motor oil, you go to Sanatan. He sells, anyway, so many nice motor oils. He sells different grades, SAE 30, right? SAE 60. Caltex. He's a Caltex devotee. So anyway, so the traditional way of cooking in India was with ghee. In fact, a high-class person would not eat anything unless it was cooked in ghee. I'll tell you an interesting story. Once upon a time, there was a person named Pururava. And he was quite lusty. So he fell in love with this Heavenly Society girl called Urvasi. Urvasi is one of the apsaras in the heavenly planets. You've heard of her name before? So anyway, so she was sent down by Indra, and she found that she was cursed because she agitated the senses of Mitra and Varuna, two demigods. Anyway, you don't need to know that part of the story. So she was cursed. She fell in love with this Pururava person, and he said, "Will you marry me?" And she said, only on the condition, several conditions, that everything I eat must be cooked in ghee. If you cook anything not in ghee for me, I go back to heaven. Or if I see you naked at any time, I go back to heaven. So this is pretty hard. So anyway, so they got married. This is a story from the Bhagavatam, actually. They got married, or whatever. And he was very, very happy because he cooked everything in ghee for his wife. That's why the people who are married are called Gihastas. You know, Grahastas, Gihastas. You know. You never heard that before? It's a new term for you. Grahastas, Gihastas. It's a different way of pronouncing the same word. So... anyway, so he was enjoying life with his wife, and he never stopped cooking for her in ghee. But Indra wanted to bring her back to the heavenly planets. So what he did... Oh, yeah, there's another point. She had pet lambs, you know, like little sheep, lambs like that. And he was told that he had to protect these lambs, or else, if he didn't protect, she would leave. So Indra arranged that one night, these lambs were stolen by the Gandharvas. And... she woke up, "My lambs have been stolen." And her husband was still sleeping. And she said, "You eunuch, you're not even protecting my lambs." You know what a eunuch is? No. That's a man who's not a man. Anyway, I think you understand what I mean. The man who is not a man. So, anyways, so when he heard these words, he started running after the lambs, but he didn't have any clothes on. And so what they did, these Gandharvas were up in the air. They put a spotlight on him like a helicopter. And there he was running through the fields completely without any clothes on, as they say, in his birthday suit. You heard that expression, birthday suit, before? That means the clothes that you're born in. Without any. And you also leave the world in the same way. So, anyway, so that's what happened, and then she left. And this poor Pururava became so upset, he started to go all around the world just looking for her again. This is like better than any Bollywood film you've ever seen. He was crying. He was going all around the world. Finally, he finds her and she says, "All right, once a year you can be with me." And that's not enough for him after some time. He performs a sacrifice. Actually, we're talking about a sacrifice here. And then he goes back home, back to his girlfriend. Because as Krishna says in the Gita, "Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, yajate anti kalevaram tangkam evaiti kuntiya sadatad bhava bhavata." So whatever you're thinking of, that's the state you attain at the time of death. So if you're thinking of your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, dog, whatever, that's what you'll become or what you'll attain. So be careful what you think of. So anyway, so the point of telling the story is that the ghee is always eaten in the heavenly planets. Everything is cooked in ghee. So ghee is the most important aspect of a fire sacrifice. You pour it into the fire at the same time you say, "Swaha, Swaha, Swaha," and other prayers too, but mainly Swaha. Does anyone know who Swaha is? Who's Swaha? Nobody knows who she is. Nobody. You're all supposed to be Vedic people. Swaha is the wife of Agni Dev. Remember that. Swaha. Swaha. Sanskrit. We don't believe. All the hymns should be chanted in Sanskrit, not Hindi, when you're doing the fire sacrifice. Swaha. Not Swada. Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. Om Vishnu Paramam. Vashantiya Suryaha. Agneya Swaha. Swaha, Swaha. Right? Anyway, so her name is Swaha, and she accepts in the fire the ghee, and when you offer the ghee, Yajna Bhai Vishnu, the ghee becomes purified. You understand? And it becomes spiritualized. Anything you offer into the fire becomes spiritualized. But you can't take it back after you offer it. I'll tell you a funny story. One time I was doing a havan for someone. Several times this happened. And they put their gold coins in the fire sacrifice. And I was like, "Swaha, Swaha, Swaha." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much for offering your gold coins to Krishna." And they said, no, that wasn't our intention. We wanted to purify the coins, and then we'll take them back for ourselves. Another time someone came with a new car. This happens all the time, to the temple. He said, "Oh, I'm offering my car to Krishna." And it was a Mercedes. And I said, "Oh, thank you very much. We could use this." He said, no, you're just blessing it. "I'm offering it to Krishna and taking it back." You know what happens when you offer to Krishna and take it back? You know the story of King Nriga? No one's heard that story before. King Nriga was a king, and by accident he offered the same cow to two Brahmins. And he became a lizard in his next life. So that's just from offering to Brahmins. But if you offer something to Krishna, you say, "Oh, Krishna, here, I'm offering it to you. Oh, thank you, Bat. Thank you very much for it." Then you become, what do you become? Maybe a cockroach or something like that. Or a dog. I mean, that's why we have so many dogs in Fiji. Anyway, so you offer it and it becomes spiritualized. And then it becomes something that's called prasad. Just like when we do an offering of foodstuffs on the altar, we offer boga to Krishna, right? Everybody knows what boga means? Boga means enjoyment. And someone who likes to enjoy is called a bogi. Just like someone who likes to do yoga is called a yogi. So someone who likes to enjoy the tongue, and the belly in general, all the nice senses, he is called a bogi. But Krishna is the only bogi. Krishna in the fifth chapter of the Gita says, he says, I'm a bogi. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva lokamaheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam yatva mam shanti mrichati. Anyone know this verse? Krishna says, one who knows that I'm the enjoyer, the bogi, bhoktaram, that's the same word, bhokta or bogi, bhoktaram means of enjoyers, basically, if you analyze it in Sanskrit. Bhoktaram jagatapasam, I'm the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Sarva lokamaheshwaram, I'm the Lord of all worlds. Suradam sarvabhutanam, I'm the friend of all living entities. Then yatvamam shantim richati. In this way you become peaceful when you understand that. So anyway, so we offer boga to Krishna on the altar. And if we do it with the right consciousness, right? And it's clean, Krishna accepts. And if we do it with the wrong consciousness, Krishna rejects. Sometimes I've seen devotees doing the archana, the deity worship, and they offer to Krishna, and then they come back to pick the plates up, and all the food is on the floor. Because Krishna has gone like that. He's thrown it away. And other times, Krishna likes it so much, there's nothing left on the plates. Did anyone ever have that happen? Go cool, and all the times you've done deity worship, did you ever find empty plates on the altar? No. Means very little devotion. What is it? Tora devotion. Tora bhakti. Right? Is that how you say it? Very little. Tora bhakti. So if you have a lot of bhakti, like I'll tell you a story about that. Once upon a time, there was a boy, Raghunandana, and his father's name was Mukunda. So Mukunda was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And he told his son, you worship the deities while I go on vacation. Actually, he was a doctor. He was going to the clinic. So this Raghunandana, he was a very young boy. He didn't know all the mantras. So he put the plate of food in front of the deities. And he said, eat Krishna, eat. And he didn't see Krishna eat. So then he kept crying. And he said, Krishna, eat now. And he started crying. And finally Krishna got down off the altar and ate all the food on the plate. Nice, isn't it? So then his father comes back and he says, my dear son, did you offer some nice boga to Krishna on the altar? And Raghunandan, the son, he says, yes, but it was very hard convincing Krishna to eat. It was a big problem. He didn't eat. But finally, you know, I threatened him. I yelled. I cried. And finally, he got down and ate. And the father says, that's not the way you do deity worship. Krishna doesn't eat like that. He eats with his senses. Is that all the senses are interchangeable? Angani, asha, shakalan, triyadri, timanti, pashanti, vanti, kalyantayi, chiram jaganti. You know that verse? Brahma Samhita. So anyway, so Raghunandana says, no, Dad. Just come and see. And his father looked in the window as he was offering, and he said to Krishna, eat now, eat. And Krishna, he ate a little because his stomach was full. So he ate half of a ladu. And the father said, oh, you're a better devotee than me. So the point I'm making is that Krishna eats because of love and devotion. As Krishna says in the Gita, patram pushpam phalam toyam, yome bhakta prayachiti. If you offer me with love and devotion. So if you don't offer with love and devotion, Krishna doesn't eat. Then you're eating boga. And you know what happens when you're eating boga? You're eating karma. The karma. You're eating, Krishna describes it as pop. You know what pop is? Sin. Papam. You're eating sin if you eat food not cooked by, not offered to Krishna. Even if you eat vegetarian food. You know, some people think, are very proud. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. They say, I'm a vegetarian. I eat sea vegetables. They call them fish. Is it? People call that in India. They say, I'm a pure vegetarian. These are sea vegetables. They grow in the sea. But that's not vegetarian. The next life, you become matsya. You understand? That's how you, in Hindi, that's the word for fish, matsya. What? Machli. In Sanskrit, it's matsya. Machli. Machli das. What? Malicha.
Dirty.
So to be a vegetarian means no meat, fish, eggs, and things like that. So, but still, it's not enough to be a vegetarian. You are proud because you're a vegetarian, but many animals are vegetarians. The cow is a vegetarian. Generally, most monkeys are vegetarians. That doesn't mean anything, you're a vegetarian. Because if you don't offer to Krishna, you're eating sin. So when you offer to Krishna, then the food becomes prasad. What does the word prasad mean? What? Mercy. It means mercy. It doesn't mean food. It's like if you come home and say, hey, where's my prasad? You don't understand what prasad means. You're using it synonymously. You're using it synonymously with food, but it doesn't mean food. It means the Lord's mercy. And by eating prasad, the Lord also uses mobile phones too. Actually, there was one temple in India, in Vrindavan, the Bunky Bihari temple. One time they thought they'd make Krishna very modern. They gave him a mobile phone, and they dressed him in jeans. You know, pants. And did you ever hear of that before? Gokul's heard of that. Krishna doesn't need a mobile phone because it's in everyone's heart. So in any way, getting back to the story. So you offer to Krishna with love and devotion. Patram pusham kulam thayam. You offer to Krishna what he wants. Yome bhakta prayachati. Then Krishna accepts it. And then when Krishna accepts it, it becomes prasad. Spiritual. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took prasadam, he understood it was the taste of Krishna's saliva. It was actually non-different from Krishna. So when we eat prasadam, what do? Do we eat it or do we honor it? Honor it. Mahaprasadam Govinday, isn't it? Shavira Vijaja Jatendriya Tehikala Jivapole Vishari Sivare. Anyway, so many prayers we say before prasadam. Mahaprasadam is directly Govinda. So you're eating Krishna when you're taking prasad. Isn't that wonderful how you can transform something material into something spiritual? That's amazing, isn't it? Krishna does it. Like an electrician can take the same electrical energy and he can make it heat when you have your water heater, right? In India they call it a geyser or geyser. You don't call that here? In India, if you say you want a hot water heater, they don't know what you're talking about. If you say, turn on the geyser, they say, oh yeah. So you can make that electricity heat, or if you get an air conditioner, you can make it cool. That's an expert person can do. So Krishna transforms matter to spirit. So getting back to this verse actually says when you serve Krishna, when you make a full contribution, the word is here, a full contribution, arpanam, contribution, brahma, habir, and even the word for butter is used in this verse. Just like when you offer butter, ghee in the fire, it becomes spiritualized. The example I gave in the beginning of class, that when you work for Krishna hard, then that work becomes spiritualized, you become spiritualized, the result of that work becomes spiritualized, and anyone who sees that work or takes the remnants or glorifies you becomes spiritualized. That's Krishna consciousness. So that what that means is Krishna consciousness is not for lazy people. What's a lazy person? What? How do you say in Hindi? What? Alsi. Alsi.
Alsi.
How do you say useless?
Dekar.
God. All right. Useless. Hopeless. Useless. A donkey. A gada. So it's not for lazy people. What lazy people do, they just dream. One day, I will serve Krishna. One day, I'll be a good devotee. Right now, I'm going through my Saturn period in my horoscope. You hear people say that? I've heard people say that. Just be patient with me. When I'm 80 years old, I'll surrender to Krishna. If you make it to 80 years old. So according to Krishna in the Gita, he says that's called determination in the mode of ignorance. Where your determination doesn't go beyond dreaming, sleeping, procrastination, putting things off for the next day when you can do them today. Right? That's laziness. So what this verse says, that if you work hard for Krishna, as our spiritual master Prabhupada said, work hard, samadhi later. Right? You heard that saying? Work hard, samadhi later. That means you work hard for Krishna. That work is become spiritualized. Whatever work you're doing, if you're a businessman, if you're a devotee in the temple who's doing puja, or if you're a farmer, or just an ordinary worker, if you're giving the results to Krishna, that work becomes spiritualized. But if you're sleeping, you cannot offer that to Krishna. Or if you're dreaming, that cannot be offered to Krishna. There is no verse that says, where Krishna says, please dream of serving me, and you will go back to Godhead. He says you must work hard. So Prabhupada has organized this very nice Krishna consciousness movement, so all of us can be engaged in working hard for Krishna. I mean, those of you, some of you may have second initiation and are so-called Brahmins, or at least Kali Yuga Brahmins. So, anyway, I have to be truthful. Some of you may. Kali Yuga Brahmin means you have a thread and you show it off. I'm a Brahmin. You should respect me. My name is Mr. Sharma. Or my name is Trivedi. Or Chaturvedi. Or Dwivedi. Or Univedi. Ekavedi. Or Novedi. So that's Kali Yuga. But if you're actually working hard for Krishna and serving Krishna Brahmana, boy, you can be a Brahmin, you can be a Kshatriya, administration, you can study accounting if you like. So many accountants in Fiji, right? More than any other country in the whole world. Isn't it? Accountants? We were talking about this last night. Every person I know is going to university studying accounting here in Fiji. There's so little money, but everybody's counting it. Right? It's actually funny. It's like America, we have more lawyers than the rest of the world. You understand? Lawyers? And the lawyers are looking for so much business, they are buying helicopters so they can see when there's a car crash. And whenever there's a car crash, they land. And they say, oh, we can sue the person in court. Please sign up. The poor guy is lying on his back, dying, and he's signing up with the lawyer. So in the same way, you have a lot of accountants here. So you can be an accountant, you can be electrical engineer, like you have people engaged in computer work here, all those things. But if you give the results to Krishna, then your life becomes spiritual. But you have to work hard. Work hard at it. And also give the results to Krishna. Giving the results to Krishna means, if you're working a job, you give a certain percentage of your income to Krishna. If not, you come to the temple. If you're a Brahmin, second initiated, that means you must come and do some deity worship. The deities are here for your benefit. Krishna doesn't have to come down for his own benefit. He's enjoying in the spiritual world. What is he going to do in Lotoka? Right? In the spiritual world, Lakshmi, Sahasra, Sata, Sambrama, Segramanam. He has thousands of Lakshmis. You know what a Lakshmi is? Goddess of fortune. You're all praying to Lakshmi. You do Lakshmi puja and you're afraid that Lakshmi will leave your house, right? Isn't it when you worship Lakshmi, you lock the doors in case she runs away? So Krishna has unlimited Lakshmis and they're all cooking for him very nicely in the spiritual world. And what can you do for Krishna? But you can offer him the results, that you can worship him. He's come here. The deities have come here. You have Sri Sri Gaura Nittai, and now you have Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. You have Krishna Kaliya, and you have Radha Govindaji. So the devotee should take advantage. For your benefit, he's come. And you work hard. The devotee should come and participate, help cook, help clean. Even cleaning Krishna's temple is the same as deity worship. We chant every morning, Shri Vigrahadananda Chinanda Shingaratan Mandira Marjanadu. Right? What does Mandira Marjanadu mean? That the Guru, along with his disciples, is cleansing the temple. The temple is an incarnation of Seshanag. You all know who Seshanag is? That's Balaram. Balaram. The temple is an incarnation of Balaram. You clean the floor, you're doing deity worship. So it's so valuable. We've been given this opportunity. We should work really hard. And then, as it says, Brahma Karma Samadhi. If we're absorbed in that work, this is what this verse says, then that's the same thing as being in Samadhi. Samadhi means, usually you think of a yogi who's sitting there and chanting, Om Shanti, 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 Shanti. And then he falls asleep. Like there was one yogi, it's a funny story, Prabhupada told. He was chanting, Om Shanti, Shanti. And he died like that. And his disciples thought he was in Samadhi. So they left him like that for several days until it started to smell. And then he understood it wasn't Samadhi, it was death. So instead of being some bogey yogi who simply thinks you're going to achieve perfection by sitting down, Prabhupada gave us the instruction to work hard and Samadhi later, which means basically working for the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada was very much results oriented. Like Prabhupada would ask the devotees, not how much do you love Krishna, but what have you done for Krishna? Like those of you, some of you were initiated by Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. If you went to Tamal Krishna Maharaj and he came to Fiji and you said, wow, Gurudev, I love Krishna now, what would he say? If he asked you, what did you do? And you say, I'm just loving Krishna all day long. What would he say, Chakra? You're a big fool. Because if you love Krishna, you'll do something for him. It's like a man saying to his wife, I love you, I love you, I love you. And she says, well, get me some jewelry. He says, I love you too much. It's like that story of, you know the story of Tulsi Das? He loved his wife so much, he couldn't run a business to pay money to his wife. You know the story? He had a cloth business. You all know that story? He was given a cloth business by his father-in-law. But every time he saw, or some customer came to buy a piece of cloth, what happened? Does anyone know the story? No one knows the story. Where are you all from? So every time a customer came to buy a piece of cloth, he thought, it must be such a nice cloth, I can't sell it to the customer, it belongs to my wife. So the customer would come, oh, I like that cloth. He said, oh, it's not for sale anymore, I sold it to someone. Then he brings it home to his wife. So this happened day after day after day, and eventually he lost all the money. And his wife said, you know, and he kept telling his wife, I love you, I love you, I love you. She just got so frustrated. She told him, if you love me so much, if you love Krishna so much, you'd be a pure devotee. And then he said, well, I don't want anything to do with a wife. That's material love. He left his wife after that point. So the point is, real love means you do something for the person you love, right? Otherwise, your love is just mental speculation, unless you do something. So we should do something for Krishna. work for this movement and contribute and cooperate with each other. So anyway, we have to end now because we have other programs. I have to run to Nandi right now. And thank you very much. Now there's RT or what? Is it RT now or? RT in about 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes or what? Who?
Pujaris are not ready.
Okay, in any case, one or two questions, and then we can end. If no one has any questions, I know I spoke about a lot of things, but I hope you remember the message. Learn and the Bhagavad Gita, study it, and work hard for Krishna. That's where I'm working hard for Krishna, and I've been working hard for Krishna since I've been 21 years old, and now I'm 63. And I'm still not retiring. They won't give me any money from the FNP. What?
FNPS, sorry about that.
They cut out my inheritance. So I have to keep working hard until I leave this body for Krishna. That's our business. No retirement. Okay. Anyway, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. What? You have a question? No, we have to add. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premananda.